Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, it's been about 3 years since DuPage County leaders created a call to action over heroin use. Heroin deaths in the western suburbs were hitting epidemic levels. So now it's 2016. Did that call to action help? Have we seen declines? Just this year, the heroin crisis bill became state law. This law mandates that any policeman, firefighter, or school nurse have to be trained in and possess Narcan. Narcan, of course, is the drug used to treat heroin overdoses. Just this month, DuPage County officials registered their 100th save using the drug. My next guest is Dr. Richard Jorgensen. He's the DuPage County coroner. Dr. Jorgensen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you talking about this important issue.
Let's talk about 2013. I mean, like I said, it's almost been 3 years, but what prompted you to have a call to action over heroin in DuPage County?
Well, in 2013, we had a marked increase in the number of deaths related to drug overdoses, especially heroin. And especially in the month of July in 2013, starting on the 4th of July weekend, we had 18 deaths in a row, one death every day, 11 of which were due to heroin. And that caused many of us to realize that DuPage County had changed and we needed to address this issue.
Yeah, for you as a coroner, I mean, it's not the police, it's not the politicians. I mean, to be the coroner and be in that situation where you're seeing so many different bodies come through and having to do autopsies about heroin, what was going through your mind back in 2013?
Well, it was a shock. I had just been elected coroner, so I'd only been in office for 6 months or so. And it just was one of those things that I had not personally realized that this was such a bad problem. And then, again, to have a body come in every day for a month was shocking. So it just was something that, even as a physician, I had not been aware of how difficult and how widespread this problem was.
Well, you know, what you guys did in DuPage County was not unprecedented, but it was definitely progressive in the way that you called out, that you called to action. We need to do something. We need to find a way to deal with this problem in the county, in the western suburbs. Now in 2016, talk about the last 3 years. I just kind of mentioned at the top. Have we seen declines?
Well, yes and no. To build on what you had commented on, we decided to develop a program where we were going to have the antidote for heroin more readily available. And we have had a very successful program implementing that. And then we did see declines. We saw a decline in 2014, but unfortunately in 2015, there's a new additive that's being used in these drugs called fentanyl. And you might have seen that in late September, October in Chicago, there was a huge overdose problem for about a week and a half. And that was due to fentanyl being added to the heroin. And at the end of 2015, we saw that more and more in our toxicology tests, that this fentanyl is being added to the heroin and making it much worse.
Well, let's talk about what you and other officials have really tried to do in the last 3 years, and that's the DuPage Narcan program. Talk about the program and how it's operating.
We, with the DuPage County Chief of Police Association, worked to develop a program that actually, very proud of our government. Government's always getting bad raps, but our leaders decided to work together. So we had the health department, the sheriff's office, the police, everybody working together to develop a program where we bought and outfitted every police officer in DuPage County with Narcan, which is the antidote for opiate overdoses. We trained them. We developed a program. Then we trained them. Then we outfitted them. During this time, it only took us 3 months to get the program going with state approvals and everything. By 6 months, we were training people, and by 1 year from even thinking of the idea, we had every police officer trained. In the first year, we only had half of the program implemented. We saved 31 lives. In the next year, 2015, we saved 61 lives. And then just 2 weeks ago, we just passed our 100th save, and we're now up to 105 saves in this program.
That's great. So, and it's surprising to me because it does have a little bit of a I guess, a political center or political issue to get everybody together to have this drug be available for law enforcement to administer. There have been some politicians on record. I was just reading an article, a national article, about they don't like Narcan because that says that, you know, maybe gives the idea that the heroin user has an excuse or they don't have to worry about it because officers will have the antidote on them. How do you respond to that?
Two things. You did mention about whether this is political or not. I'm very, very proud to say that this has not been political in Illinois. You mentioned HB1, which was Representative Leader Lou Lang's bill, and that passed through the House and the Senate unanimously. I'm a Republican, and Lou Lang is a Democrat, but I went and testified and worked tirelessly for this bill. So this is not a partisan issue. This is a social issue. And to the second point as to whether you save somebody's life that's a addict, we all know, every person I believe that's listening knows somebody who is either currently addicted and ruining their lives or somebody who's been through rehabilitation, whether it's alcohol or drugs, and is now back to being a productive citizen. So we know that addicts under addiction have no control over their lives. They are under the control of the addiction. They need to have help. They need to be treated. And they can become productive citizens again. So to let a person die because they're addicted to something does not lead to the hope of that person becoming rehabilitated and becoming a productive citizen again. So that's my answer to that.
And secondly, we're talking about primarily what you're seeing is this affecting young adults.
Yeah, and I've looked at the entire demographics of all of our saves in DuPage County, and 75% of them are under 30, and 10% of them are under 19 years old. So of all of the people that were saved in this, 75% of the people are in their youth and then, you know, barely into their adulthood or even not into their adulthood. So we're talking about saving somebody's life who could have 40 or 50 years of productive life if we can get them into rehab.
Now, the health department, I mean, and this is also, you know, always tricky when it comes to municipal government. But the idea of, I mean, it's one thing to have Narcan on a police officer and he saves saves someone who's overdosing from heroin. But it's another to then administer or to not necessarily, I don't know if responsible is the right word, but to help that person find treatment, to continue with rehabilitation. And DuPage County is doing that.
Correct. If you don't die, everyone has the right of privacy and HIPAA rights, which is the right that allows you to keep your medical record between you and your physician. So if a person lives, they have the absolute right to their personal privacy and to go home and that type of thing. Well, we've started to develop a program where anytime that a person is saved by using Narcan or that type of thing, that the health department has developed a crisis program that where we will try to get in touch with that person, either through the emergency room doctor, their family, some way to reach out to them and say, we can help you get into rehabilitation. So that we're just not saving their life and then letting them go back into drug addiction. We're trying to turn their lives around. And that's pretty unique.
Yeah, it is unique, especially for our government. But let me ask you this as we wrap up. Narcan is a drug that, I mean, like you said, Illinois has been great in the way that DuPage County has been able to have law enforcement officials have Narcan on their person when they're out in and about. But it's also it is highly politicized for the reasons we talked about earlier. Do you ever envision a world where Narcan can be an over-the-counter drug that people can purchase and have in their homes if they choose to do so?
Yes, I believe that will be the case, hopefully very soon. I'm a physician. I can tell you that Narcan has virtually no side effects. You know, every drug has something, but it's very, very low in its complications, allergies, side effects. It's very, very minimal. There are many drugs that are over the counter that are much more potential for danger to a person. So I would hope that this would become a non-prescription drug. The idea behind why do we have a prescription drug is because it's either dangerous or it's addictive or it's a problem. So none of those things are are in this case. This is a drug that can only save someone's life, and I and many people believe that it should be more readily available rather than less readily available.
DuPage County Coroner Dr. Richard Jorgensen talking about the 100th save using the drug Narcan in DuPage County officials, actually 105 now. Dr. Jorgensen, thanks for joining us tonight.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.